When Tommy Thompson left Wisconsin last year to become President Bush's Secretary of Health and Human Services, it ended the longest tenure of any governor in state history. Some people, however, may not be ready for the end of the Thompson era. Tommy's younger brother, Ed, is the state's Libertarian Party candidate for governor. But without the same political connections, deep pockets, or even the same party as his more famous brother, Ed Thompson is hoping his offbeat campaign can attract votes. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
While Tommy Thompson spent 3 decades climbing the Republican ranks in Wisconsin, brother Ed was a federal prison guard, an auto worker, an amateur boxer, and a supper club owner. A few years ago, while Ed Thompson was running the TP Lounge in the small city of Tomah, Wisconsin, sheriff's deputies raided the place and removed illegal video poker machines. Thompson blames people in both major political parties.
The people that raided me were all Republicans. Sheriff and the district attorney and the governor and... and it was ordered by the Democrats. So I felt that, no, neither one of those parties are serving me.
Thompson joined the Libertarian Party and turned publicity over the gambling raid into a successful bid to become Tomah's mayor. Now, Mayor Ed Thompson has joined a crowd of people taking on Scott McCallum, the Republican who ascended to the Wisconsin governor's chair when Tommy Thompson left for Washington. Secretary Thompson and President Bush helped McCallum raise $1 million at a recent dinner. On the other hand, Ed Thompson has relatively little money and is well behind in the polls. So Thompson has been crisscrossing the state, talking to a wide variety of groups. At times, his inexperience shows. At a Latino issues forum in Milwaukee, Thompson got mixed up when the order of pre-submitted questions changed. He gave answer number 3 to question number 1. Thompson is also taking his unusual style to places where candidates wouldn't expect to be seen. Places like Fight Night at the Holiday Inn Express in Janesville, Wisconsin.
The judge in front of me here traveled down from the city of Tomah to work this show tonight for us. This is Mr. Ed Thompson.
On this night, Ed Thompson sits in an elevated chair and judges a professional boxing card. Thompson says there's nothing inappropriate about his being ringside. He says all candidates for governor should try it.
See how the rest of us live. See the other half lives.
Judge number 1.
They all can't be at a $1,000 plate dinner.
One man at the fight is Janesville businessman Jerry Davis. Davis says he voted for Tommy Thompson and is now eager to have Ed as governor.
Well, we went through Bill Clinton and we went through Watergate and a lot of other things that... You know, the political, this is the way it's done kind of thing is, you know, essentially it gets real tiresome. And I think that, you know, maybe we need to get back to the people that are a little more grassroots, a little more, this is what I'll do for you and do it.
But another audience member at Fight Night is more skeptical. Dave Moore holds a beer in his hand and fears that Ed Thompson would soon join Brother Tommy in distancing himself from those humble roots.
That his brother was this big people person in Wisconsin, and eventually he may start slowly turning into that big people person, and all of us low people are nothing.
Ed Thompson insists he's in the race for, quote, the common people, and doesn't need the support of high rollers to win. He notes that in the 1998 Minnesota governor's contest, Jesse Ventura made up for a money gap by building name recognition and getting into the fall debates. Ed Thompson has the same plan in Wisconsin. He says the entire state should be the judge when he steps in the ring for the final round of the campaign. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.